From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disrupt thousands of anti-government protesters Saturday after President Nicolas Maduro's government barred an opposition candidate from holding office. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles said the ban from holding public office will never have an effect. It's just to demoralize us, to take hope from the people. It's to keep me from being a candidate or from being president. But this isn't about a candidacy. It's about Venezuela, and we're going to fight to change our country. Capriles narrowly lost to Maduro in the 2013 presidential election and was expected to challenge him in the next election scheduled for 2018. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on the northwestern rebel-held town has killed at least 18 people. The British-based Syria Observatory for Human Rights says those killed in Saturday's strike in the center of Erem al-Jaz include five children and two women. Earlier, the observatory said a Russian warplane struck Khan Sheikhoun, the rebel-held town targeted earlier in the week, in an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The activists said one woman was killed and three people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed a total of 22 people, including a woman and her six children outside the Islamic State de facto capital, Raqqa. Activist groups and the Syrian government say coalition planes hit a boat carrying civilians across the Euphrates River in Raqqa. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson canceled plans Saturday to visit Moscow, just hours before he was due to depart London as tensions escalated between the U.S. and Russia over Syria. British officials say that Johnson's trip was called off after the foreign minister consulted with his American counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who is due to visit the Russian capital in a few days. In a statement, Johnson said developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Meanwhile, a Russian frigate armed with cruise missiles was heading into the Mediterranean. Russian state media says the ship will dock at Tartus on the Syrian coast. U.S. officials say an American Special Forces soldier was killed Saturday in Afghanistan while carrying out operations against the Islamic State group. U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, a spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan, said the soldier was killed Saturday during an operation against the Islamic State Khorasan in Nangarhar province. The Islamic State Khorasan is a branch of the Islamic State active in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other parts of South Asia. Hundreds gathered on Saturday at the site of Friday's truck attack in the Swedish capital, building a wall of flowers. The attack by a man who drove a stolen truck into shoppers in Stockholm, killing four and wounding 15 others. Sweden Prime Minister Stefan Löfven visited the site and said his country will remain an open society.
We grieve with the families that have lost their loved ones, near ones. But we're also determined to continue to be an open society, a democratic society.
The suspect is described as a 39-year-old man, a native of Uzbekistan. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.